decision has been taking those thoughts that I've been, you know, putting forward about opportunity, you know, what's the situation here, what's the physical and organizational situation with the domes now, and what are the market opportunities and physical opportunities here, and put that and started to put those into logical scenarios, if you will, clumps of things. So I'm going to digress just a moment, if you bear with me, to say that in a planning process like this, you start out from the general to the specific. It's kind of like an architectural process. You start out with, you know, what's the program and what are the basic ideas for this, and then you move more with more and more detail towards construction drawings. I think people understand that kind of process. So too, a process of this sort, which looks at designing the physical future of the domes and designing the organization that would occupy and bring the future of the domes to life, is where we are. So we're considering lots of things, and so we're trying to get not to construction drawings or the color of the tile in the bathroom now. What we're trying to do is get to a path of what's the general nature of this, and some start to understand what are the trade-offs between different paths for the future of domes. It's really important to remember where we are in this process. So therefore, we're really starting out with, you know, the underlying three kind of big buckets, which is one that says, well, improving current performance. So here, it's relatively modest physical targeted investments and enhancing the operations. And, you know, in each of these, I think it's fair to say that we have to correct the physical deficiencies that have accumulated over the years. So there's some, in each of these is an acknowledgement that there's the need to, you know, correct those physical deficiencies that, you know, naturally what happens in buildings are this old. And then add, and then it's additive. So here's a more modest level of investment. The next is pursue aspirational goals. We want to become a destination conservatory. And there's lots of ways to do that, right? There's different things you can do. You know, all those crazy ideas are fantastic. And you can put together a scenario that says, we're really going to become a destination. We're going to invest here. And, you know, maybe to do that, we might have partner organizations, right? And then exploring something new. Now, if those sorts of approaches aren't what we're trying to do or can accomplish, whatever it is, maybe exploring something new would be what might happen, because it's your community's deciding on this. Non-conservatory alternative uses, you know, and again, we'll start to talk more about other things, or maybe just reuse the site. Now we have to patch our hand for it. Okay? So these are some larger overview of where they are. Next. So now we're going to explore each of those three. Okay? So this is that first one of the enhanced operations. So, you know, here it's really looking at the funding, outcomes, having more resources offered to the organization, doing more with what you've got. Okay? This is an enhanced status quo scenario. So, you know, I'm quite sure that we could do more here and earn more if we had more resources available to operate what we have. So there's one part of this, which is, you know, that's a piece of improving current performance. Next. And some of the ways that we might do that is maybe strengthen the operations with a nonprofit organizational structure. Maybe that bringing in some defined governance structure, maybe a way to accomplish that. Okay? And here, you know, that's at the zoo, that was one of the mechanisms that was used to take the zoo from where it was a long time ago to where it is. Was that changing out of the governance structure. And again, maybe partnerships. And in this sort of approach, operating approach, that then leads to innovative program to drive increases in visitor attendance. So we have operations as a part of this, and there are strategies to accomplish improving operations. Now, in each of these, as we move from the larger to the more expansive physical investments, it should be noted that, you know, they build on each other. So if you're going to have big investments, well, then you're going to be obviously moving up your organization. So do keep that in mind. Next. So in improving current performance, it's probably likely that there are some targeted investments that could be made that aren't massive investments, but you know, they may be as simple as the classroom, right, or new connections, or fix this, fix that. Smaller things that may still have a substantial effect. And again, in terms of how this rolls out, one could imagine that if you've got a big target for, you know, for some future zones, you might move your way through these smaller scenarios to a bigger to achieve that bigger scenario, right? Rather than just stopping and going into, you know, huge upfront investments. Again, in understanding what are the implications of these scenarios, we would probably keep that in mind. Next. So, you know, some of these might be upgrading interpretive displays, native ecological exhibits, art nature program. You know, you're kind of seeing the list, so I'm not, you know, saying you should read off each one. We can start to see, you know, some of the things that aren't huge undertakings that can make a big difference in operations and in results. Now, the next is, some of the other, you know, target investments would, you know, go to energy, integration of the greenhouses, you know, safety, security enhancements, all the things that you know, we could think of that would be the smaller pieces to move the domes towards better operations. We think basically that the domes operating as they are, with a lot of the peripheral improvements that would really enhance things along with operations. So that those kind of pull together what might be improved current performance. We can improve current performance operationally and with relatively modest investments in a whole variety of things. Investment modest, impact modest to significant. And again, those are beginner words to understand this, and moving forward, when we talk about more and more detail in all of this, then those become more and more defined moving forward. But you've got to get a trajectory to start then, you know, to decide, well, we're going to investigate these more in greater detail. Okay? Any questions on that one?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
I had a question on the previous.
Sure.
Could you explain what the zoo governance is?
Yeah, the zoo governance is that the city owns the zoo and the is an operator, and so they partner. And the Zoo Society brings in both capital dollars and operating dollars and earns operating dollars. Okay? So that, therefore, and that's a model. That model is in place, has extend the sort of the trajectory, I'm going to call it the zoo industry, and the botanical garden industries, and those places. And that is in so many of the both big cities and small cities, zoos and botanical gardens, they have developed that sort of partnership that allows the private sector to be more and more engaged in developing the community asset. Okay, and they've been able to kind of amp up over time the particular zoos. And these, you know, and this has been going on for 20, 30, 40 years, and the improvements at the zoos have gone in lockstep with that over time.
Have you explored how as a partner in botanical with the zoo might be good partners for this organization?
Well, the Burnett Gardens are in a sense partners because they're under the same, you know, county department. And now this is an interesting point. So it would seem that you don't pick your partners, you pick your vision. Then you think about who would be your partners in that situation. So if we're going to have a seed research and at least, you know, kind of hire things, well, we're going to be looking to maybe universities, things like that. If we're going to a model where, you know, doing children's gardens and, you know, and things of that nature, well, we wouldn't say, okay, we're going to partner with the university, but our vision. So it's important to determine your vision before you target your partners. Okay, we're up to speed, Russ? Okay, good. Okay, so aspirational goals. Here, you know, I think that this is important. This aspirational word, I think, is good in several senses. It may be something you build to. You know, I earlier talked about how zoos, you know, built themselves up over time. Right? And it's aspirational in the sense that it's a big impact on the community. We aspire to having a big impact on our community, and in many realms. That the realms would be education, say, conservation, economic development, tourism. And so it's really more aspirational. If we were thinking about the more moderate investments, they would do all the things we're talking about, but maybe they don't have a huge impact on economic development. So you might get more out of towns in, but this is not going to transform the way this is a destination for tourism, say, or this is a destination for scientific, you know, whatever it may be. So here, we're really aspiring to add major benefits and, you know, to the facility. So in this case, you know, this is described as a destination conservatory, and going to that idea that it really has a big, big regional identity and people coming here. You know, as I had earlier said, there's this idea that it's not only the physical facilities, it's the organization. And again, how do we get there? It's likely through changing and enhancing the governance. So that's what these couple of other bills are talking about here. Next. Okay, so the opportunities include, you know, again, the word world class, and we all hate certain words, and mine happens to be world class, but I think it puts forward the idea here that these are equivalent to or similar or better to what you'll find anywhere. You give a reason for coming here, repeat visits here, making this, you know, showcase for visiting friends and relatives and all that. World class exhibits. Now here's one idea. Again, these are all ideas. Let's just be clear on that. Maybe an idea would be to transform the show dome to something that's really a regional and national draw. it might or might not include a canopy walk structure. Maybe there's a new space where you can, you know, continue the program of shows, but you know, you may not need all the second story height to present a very nice exhibit. I walked through before I got there. You know, it's a very nice exhibit, but you know, that may not be necessary. You may have an additional facility that's less costly and then do something really spectacular. So these are the kinds of ideas where you've got that one big asset here that is kind of ready to go, as it were, to do something. Investment high, impact significant. That's the aspiration of the project. Next. Now, some of the things that this includes would actually, as we had earlier talked about, well, it's not only the big wild thing, but it's all the amenities that go with it. Okay, so you have the big wild, and then you also have that. It may be to add some outdoor botanical gardens. Well, why would we do that here? So that we're better on our seasonality. And then secondly, so that there's more there, make it some more, a larger destination. People spend the time and you know, just kind of enhance the whole place, and yet the cost of the additional gardens are, you know, what they are, as opposed to building something buildings. You also include branding, marketing, advertising operations. In a big way. In this, in other words, right now, there's basically just identity. You know, you can find out about the domes. There's not much, you'd say, outward, you know, advertising, marketing of this. But you would do that if you're investing in this. You're really transforming the facility. And, of course, staffing programming. Next. Now, again, as we've kind of touched base already, pursuing the aspirational goals, once we have those aspirational goals, well, one of the things that we have to do is identify the strategy to get there. And there, now we're starting to think about who might be our partners in this. If we've got that, we have a vision that we can introduce potential partners and talk to them about what the benefits are of being our partner. That's how you get there. And you know, again, there's unfortunately a lot of words in this one, but the trends in the marketplace indicate that not only would you be thinking about plants and horticulture, but that you'd be really augmenting this with science, technology, environmental sustainability, because that is an important component of this. And audiences want to have fun, and they want to learn while they're doing it. They want, you know, it's that whole thing, and again, we're probably all familiar with that trend, you know, people doing it your own thing. You know, you have a big time, but you're also wanting to learn at the same time. You're engaged in what you're doing. You know, and partnerships, they can come in all forms depending on who they are. Maybe it's somebody uses your facility, maybe somebody somebody in an organization. Maybe there's an organization merger. Maybe, you know, there are different ways that these can be manifest depending on exactly what it is and who they are. So again, we're starting to shape our thinking about what is how that goes with partnerships. Next. So some of those partnering organizations, again, depending on where we go with things, higher ed, music arts, nature centers, environmental educators, health and wellness, children's, maybe some of the other organizations around here that have a specific audience, like children's museums, might be a partner in some form or fashion, Native American communities. You know, again, with the natural environment, Native American community, well, you know, there's a real interest, I do believe, in the Native American communities for these sorts of topics. Recreational organizations, clubs, so there's lots of different sorts of partner organizations that we may have. And, you know, these are well, next slide. And these, you know, there may be others that are kind of do do things, do, you know, another outdoor climbing, outdoor mission. But some of these partner organizations are joining with us. You know, some may use our facilities, some may provide, you know, certain things that some of the earlier items we're looking at. But some really may be, you know, putting the shoulder to the wheel of our mission that we've established. Okay, so that's, there's different sorts of partnerships, and, you know, those are at least two types. And again, some of the partners may be, for instance, a restaurant operator, may be funding partners. They may fit out their own restaurant for a favorable, you know, obviously, a favorable deal on the type of restaurant, as an example of that sort of thing. You know, and Water Council Associated Memberships, you know, Wisconsin's about the water, and that may be a sub-theme here that becomes really important if we've got education about water and all of those sorts of things. So the investment in aspirational goals, and actually I think there's a typo, Alex said, I think investment is probably significant here if we were doing those kind of aspirational projects. Hard to tell you the typo. And the impacts are significant. Okay? So this really is a major investment in lots of things. Not only the initial capital dollars, but in the community coming together. It takes a lot of investment to build organizations, and it takes a lot of investment all the time to run these. It's a decision to do something important and special. But the impact, of course, is significant. Right? Okay. So the last big bucket would be exploring something new. So maybe that there just isn't the appetite for those first two big buckets of things, first three buckets, which is don't do too much, operate, and then the more aspirational. Here, if there isn't the appetite for that, maybe an alternative is to use these domes in a different way. And again, maybe an environmental research center, pop-up event center, children's focused program in education. I mean, one of the things about these is that you're retrofitting those uses into these very special, very particular buildings. Very particular, you know, it's like they're one of a kind in the world. And so, being from New England, nice, you know, a hockey guy, I looked in there because I was walking around, I said, oh, this isn't big enough for hockey. You know, so, oh, there's that idea. Okay. So, but it could be a very fine, you know, skating form, you know, that sort of thing. But maybe you use the height to climb. But these are difficult. There's no question about it. For the most part, these are difficult retrofit. But maybe moving forward, one of these is good. Maybe moving forward, there are other ideas. Are the players that may come forward with very, you know, very interesting ideas to retrofit the facilities, or maybe retrofit some of the facilities. Okay. Next. Now, here, this kind of follows up on the last slide, which says, well, how would we make that other those other physical opportunities we saw in the last slide kind of work? Okay, so some of these, the opportunities to make it work might be, you know, corporate naming rights, using corporate naming rights and, you know, those sorts of things to have one of those, environmental research center, or if a big environmental research organization came in, maybe they would use the naming rights to make it work. But, you know, so these are a little bit about how you might make some of those other alternative uses work. Maybe get the conservation-focused businesses, maybe get some of the other cultural institutions in Milwaukee kind of use these facilities in some form or fashion? Might be a way to make some of those other uses work. Maybe there are certain specialty uses that would be interested in coming in here, destination restaurant, health, wellness, spa, as a kind of commercial incentive is how you might make those things work. Okay, so that's the idea on this one. So, you know, and the last idea is site reuse. And in this instance, we'd say, well, what would we do with a cleared site? And what are the costs? You know, what are the costs to that? So, it might be maybe build conservatories elsewhere, maybe relocate the horticultural collections, maybe retain just some of the structural elements as sort of sculptural, concrete infrastructure, sculptural elements, things. You know, maybe that's the way to go if we can't do this. But they have physical costs, so if there's a big concern about continuing to operate, or a big concern about reinvesting in the facility, should we know that there's big capital costs involved with taking these buildings down at one level or another. And there are, next. And, here's some of the opportunities to include, you know, these as more of ideas of what you could do here. Okay, maybe a park square, you know, on a green site. In the park, maybe use the greenhouses as an urban gardening center, Clarksville Community Center, maybe use the site for that. But overall, there is some investment needed to make this go away and have a very low impact. Because these uses don't have the impact of some of the other uses that we were talking about, both in terms of the community, conservation, and economic development in quality of life. Okay? So this future path, you know, exploring something new as a greenfield site, those are the baseline implications of what that may be. And then again, further exploration of what the implications are would move forward if the community wanted to move in that direction. And next. I'm Jim Vanderheiden, principal at HGA, is coming up here because we're going to talk about, you know, some of the evaluation criteria and the next steps. The last two slides, by the way. I'm going to keep both these here, but maybe you can comment on
that. Sure.
So the valuation criteria, you know, ultimately, this is a suggestion of some of the evaluation criteria. I'm sure you'll have, you know, your community probably have other evaluation criteria. But, you know, for a given scenario, there's some valuation of, well, how much market demand does that what's the level of community interest in it? There's some level of cost-benefit evaluation as well. If we kind of have an idea about what the market is for the community interest, well, what's the trade-off against the costs of that, both in terms of the initial costs and the ongoing costs, and you know, those benefits. What directions do they go in? Because there's, you know, benefits that are economic multipliers, but there's a whole bunch of benefits that you know, we as a society, you know, stand to have, like educating kids, conservation, happy adults, attracting, you know, new workers. There's lots of benefits, more qualitative and the mission and vision means that in what ways would people fund their actions and investments, how does that support an identified mission? Because we're probably going to say, yeah, we're going to continue the lives of mission we have now, but we're probably going to augment that mission in order to invest in this place. So therefore, once we look at that, does it really hold that by making these investments, that it really helps us get to where we want to go as a mission? And this is a process of deciding what we want to do and evaluating how well it does it. Would be sustainable over time. And that sustainability goes on many levels. It may mean over time we'll continue earning good revenue to help support it. Is it physically sustainable? Literally, physically, does something get worn out fast? No, or things of that nature? Is it sustainable in the sense of environmentally sustainable? You know, right now, I think that the energy usage pattern here could be improved with investments, and therefore enhance the ecological sustainability of this place. So there's many ways when you think about sustainability. complements what's already going on, all the great things that are already going on here. So we probably don't want to make this an art museum. You know, a retrofit this into an art museum for a lot of reasons, including paintings don't like light. But probably more importantly, we've got a great art museum. So we really want to complement. And is this the sort of thing that we could really bring in partners for? You know, so those are some of the evaluation criteria, sure. And then again, we're not saying that's all, but you know, those are some of the criteria.
So one of the thoughts on this, and then
sure. And so as we all begin to think about the next steps, we're moving from listening to the observation that Bob and Tom and others within their organization shared with you about what they see around the country, around the world, and how that might apply to the domes here in Milwaukee. The transition now is to take all of what you've heard over the last four or five meetings and begin to apply it to our community, to these structures, using this criteria, and as Bob suggested, perhaps others, to begin to narrow down the options. And perhaps, you know, the options as Bob presented them are in layers. So there's this sort of global layer with these three big categories. And it'd be interesting to have a conversation with all of you about what you think of those categories. If one of them falls away and there's only two perhaps that you consider seriously, or maybe there's only one that you all agree is really the category we need to focus on, and then within that category begin to winnow through the more detailed opportunities and figure out what that vision might look like for the domes and for Milwaukee. So that's what this criteria is intended to do, is to give you at least some structure to your evaluation of all of this. So along with that, we were beginning to think about what happens next. How do you actually do that as a task force? And how do we do that as a community? And we have some structure as consultants, given the agreement we have with the county that sort of defines what they've asked us to do. So we have now begun to evaluate and prioritize these opportunities, put those on the table. As we talked to Bill about next steps, we thought that perhaps rather than putting all of this on you and wishing you luck, that perhaps facilitating a conversation in a workshop sort of setting with you, our team with you, to go through this and to drive through the criteria for you to be able to share what you're thinking, for us to challenge that and to draw out perhaps the best ideas in the form of a consensus, hopefully, within the group, so that we could leave that workshop with at least the beginnings of a vision for how to proceed. So that's the task force work session. We've begun to even think about when that might occur, and one option would be to take the next task force meeting that's scheduled in early January assessments, or maybe you want to go for the sort of national destination. That might also require some organizational changes and some other aspects that you might want to make changes to. So you would bundle these opportunities to sort of shape a scenario, and then that scenario would move forward into this phase two. Phase two is the next phase within our consulting agreement. The definition of that phase is to engage the community in thinking about and testing these alternatives. As we, again, all talked about it, there seems to be a step in between there where perhaps the scenarios that rise to the top, maybe it's one scenario, maybe it's multiple, probably need to be tested with the leadership in this community, both governmental leadership and potential partners, to assess the financial viability of whether any of these can succeed moving forward. So both four and five would occur. Perhaps some energy would go into item number four in terms of leadership first, to begin to understand how the leadership in this community views this and whether they can get behind it. And then if once through that filter, perhaps there's a broader community engagement that helps us understand how the community would view this. Beyond that is phase three, which is beginning to take a scenario that has the greatest support and merit and begin to shape a sort of a physical vision around what that might look like, along with cost estimates,